A powerful winter storm, perhaps the most powerful in 2 years, hit the Midwest and East this weekend and continues to threaten New England. Boston is preparing for 2 feet or more of snow. In New York, nearly 700 flights were canceled at the three main airports, and even more flights were canceled in Philadelphia, where strong winds today are expected to bring sub-zero wind chills to the crowds waiting to see the NFL playoff game between the Atlanta Falcons and the Philadelphia Eagles. We have two reporters standing by. The first is Joel Rose of member station WHYY in Philadelphia. Joel, is Philadelphia ready for the big game?
Philadelphia is. The question is whether the field is going to be ready. Now, Eagles officials say they'll have it ready by the 3 o'clock kickoff. That's 3 o'clock local time. The field is covered by a tarp, and the team says it's using up to 1,000 people to clear the field and the parking lots around the stadium. They also say they're removing snow from the stands so that the fans will be more comfortable, and perhaps also so that they will not be able to throw snowballs at the visiting Atlanta Falcons.
And the city in general, how is it faring?
Well, I think people are largely heeding the advice of government officials to stay indoors or stay close to home. I've seen a lot of parked cars with about a foot of snow on them. The storm's major impact was probably at Philadelphia International Airport, where the airport was closed for about 5 hours yesterday, which meant hundreds of canceled flights and I think about 800 travelers who spent the night at the airport. So the major roadways are doing better, but secondary roads are still fairly treacherous.
Reporter Joel Rose of member station WHYY in Philadelphia. We now go north to the New York, New Jersey metropolitan area, and reporter Nancy Solomon is there. Nancy, how are things in the Big Apple and the surrounding areas?
Well, it's very snowy, as can be expected. City officials have declared a snow emergency in New York City, but they say they're hoping to get the city dug out by the Monday morning commute. Of course, the city is probably one of the least car-dependent places in the country, so I think New Yorkers will be out and about today to some degree. It's such a walker city, and the subways will be running. But it's just not the kind of day you want to be outside. It's still snowing here. It's very windy. It's very cold. It's not a nice day out there.
Now, football fans who in New Jersey were probably planning to drive to Philadelphia for the playoff game. How's the turnpike?
The turnpike is practically closed. It's not officially closed, but a state of emergency has been declared from the George Washington Bridge at the very northern tip down to the Delaware Bridge at the very southern point. State officials say that that restricts it to state employees, essential personnel, emergency service workers. So they really don't want anyone on the roads. There's a 35-mile-an-hour speed limit, but I don't even think you'd get up to that. It is still covered with snow, although it is being plowed, and there is whiteout in many areas. The wind is blowing the snow around. It's just not, the visibility is just very poor.
Reporter Nancy Solomon in New Jersey. Earlier, we heard from reporter Joel Rose of member station WHYY in Philadelphia.